When the Roman emperor sent out a decree like the one mentioned in the Christmas story, it was called an evangelion, which in English we translate as gospel, meaning good news. A word from the emperor was always thought of as good news because it was the high ruler reaching out to his subjects. But quite often, it was just the opposite of good news for average people. Think about our story today. Everyone had to leave their home and travel back to their ancestral town at their own expense, no matter what condition they were in, sick, pregnant, and all to be counted so that they could be taxed or conscripted into the royal army to fight the emperor's wars for new lands. This is how Luke chooses to start his gospel, because he wants to contrast the good news of Jesus Christ with the supposed evangelion of the emperor. Instead of the emperor's message that would have gone first to the centers of power and then trickled down to everyone else, Jesus' message goes first to those lowly shepherds serving far out in the fields at night. Instead of coming with the threatening force of the army and being delivered by Roman centurions, it is proclaimed by angels singing about peace to all people. Instead of being a message about taxation, it is a gift to all people, the promise of goodwill among men. And instead of asking men to risk their lives in the service of foreign wars, this gospel will bring them back their lives eternally. By doing the opposite of everything the powerful would have done, God is setting the world right, is recreating things just as God always actually wanted them to be. The world had gotten exactly upside down, the powerful abusing the weak instead of helping them, the threat of violence motivating instead of the promise of grace. Good news trickling down from prized center places instead of the wide embrace pulling those at the fringes who needed to hear good news the most, drawing the outcast into the very heart of God. The Christmas gospel, the good news of the birth of Jesus, is that finally God came into the world as a human baby to show us exactly how it was meant to be done. This baby God brought light into the dark night, laughter into the hardship, the riches of kings into the poverty of a carpenter's family, the fellowship of shepherds into the loneliness of a stable, and the abundant love of God into a world so desperately in need of it. With this gospel, the Emperor of Heaven was bringing good news to all people, banishing fear, proclaiming peace, pronouncing goodwill, right here in the flesh and blood reality of our world. And that's Christmas, if we can believe in it again. God is promising to come among us to be the good news itself. On this morning, that is the greatest gift. In this world that seems remarkably like the one of the Roman emperor, with the powerful abusing the weak, the threat of violence, too many taking from too many others, and those at the margins nearly forgotten, and darkness still too much a tangible reality, God is breaking in to be among us, the Savior of the world, to set things right, to teach us how to live, and to promise a better future filled with God's peace and marked by goodwill among all people. Can we be the angels of the modern world who will proclaim that message for all to hear and believe. On this day, God showed up in the most out-of-the-way place among outcasts and cast-offs, and the angel shouted the message from heaven so that everyone in between, no matter your station or circumstance, could hear and believe the good news. God is with us today and always. Merry Christmas.